It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Masai Ujiri is about to finesse the Brooklyn Nets, as reports have come out that Nick Claxton could be available for a trade ahead of this year's trade deadline. And the Toronto Raptors have long been connected, have long been attached to trying to acquire Nick Claxton. And it just feels like that things are sort of aligning for the Toronto Raptors to swoop in and potentially make a deal with the Brooklyn Nets. But I'm not just calling for a deal. I'm calling for a finesse, because everyone on all these different fan bases, heck, even some Toronto Raptors fans, have been yelling at us, you know, fans of this Raptors squad. And yes, the Raptors may have taken too long on a potential OG Pascal Siakam trade, but we were hearing things like the Toronto Raptors are going to get nothing back for OG Anunoby, for Pascal Siakam, for one key reason. Both are unrestricted free agents come this summer. They could leave for nothing. So the Raptors have no leverage. They have no ability to negotiate. But Masai Ujiri, for whatever you think about his long-term decision-making, you know, over the past couple years, you know, buying into a group that some people didn't believe in, I did believe they could be at least better than what was ended up getting turned out on the basketball court. But he is a master negotiator when he's talking trades. And he was able to talk his way into two pretty, especially the New York Knicks trade. The Pacers got a lot of first-round picks, but got some serious assets back for two guys on expiring contracts. And now he's got the high ground. He's coming in to the Brooklyn Nets like a vulture and saying, hey, I was the weakling before in terms of contract, in terms of, you know, leverage with guys being available. But Nick Claxton is a guy that's an unrestricted free agent this summer as well. So basically, everything that was said about Pascal Siakam and was said about OG Anunoby is the case for the Brooklyn Nets here now at this point. So let's dive into this report. Let's dive into everything that's going on. Again, if you're part of the 58% that aren't subscribed, hit that subscribe button so we can keep you up to date with everything regarding this team. But basically, Mark Stein came out with a report that said that he's heard that more than once this week, not to discount the idea that Brooklyn's big man, Nick Claxton, could be more available over the next 7 days than previously advertised. There are mixed signals in circulation about the Nets' plans with Claxton, as he's an unrestricted free agent this summer. So there's been a lot of news coming out regarding the Brooklyn Nets over the past couple weeks or so. Seemingly their vets are guys that sort of have a bit of value here now at this point. Seem like they could be shopped, particularly the Dorian Finney-Smiths of the world, particularly the Royce O'Neals. Apparently they want to get rid of at least one of those players. News came out that Spencer Dinwiddie might be on a silent strike or something because, you know, he's playing so bad. There's speculation that he's actively tanking his value or something, being with the Brooklyn Nets. Apparently, the Houston Rockets have offered a significant deal in order to attain Mikal Bridges that would send back basically all those Brooklyn Nets picks they traded away in that James Harden trade package. So, I mean, there's a lot of turmoil happening with the Brooklyn Nets right now. And Nick Claxton is a guy that's, you know, not old by like any means, but he's about to a point in his career where he probably wants to start winning a little bit. And he's a guy that's 24 years old, about to be 25, you know, come this summer. So again, elite defensive center, elite sort of finisher around the basket. And the Toronto Raptors, yes, we're not that team that's super in contention, but if we add Nick Claxton to this young core, it's a bunch of guys that are his age that could really, you know, maybe not necessarily win immediately, like right away as soon as he joins this squad, but could definitely grow together into something that's extremely special. I mean, looking at his stats, right, Nick Claxton's a guy this season averaging 12 points per game, 2 blocks, averaged 2.5 blocks last season. The free throw shooting is a bit of a concern, a significant concern for Nick Claxton, but, you know, again, he's not a shooter by any means, but he's a significant lob threat. He's a player that, again, looking at the intangibles, 6'11", extremely long arms, extremely athletic, blocks a lot of shots, is sort of that defensive rim protector, which could be huge to build around, like a guy like Scotty, a guy like RJ who attacked the rim. Now, it's extremely...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And a guy that just retired, you know, that was a former Toronto Raptor, Marc Gasol, did it perfectly. That can be an anchor on defense and space the floor. Those are almost unicorns out there in the NBA, especially ones that can stay healthy, not to throw things at Porzingis and, you know, Victor Wembanyama. But those types of players are very, very rare. But there's other ways you can sort of create spacing as sort of a defensive anchor. And Jakob Poeltl is a guy that's on this team that we trade a lot to give up. You know, we gave up a lot for him last trade deadline in order to bring him in. But basically, Jakob Poeltl is that defensive presence. You know, he's a solid big man underneath the paint. But offensively, the spacing does get a little bit cluttered with Jakob Poeltl on the court. He can get to the dunker, but passes kind of have to be threading the needle when you drive that lane in order to hit Jakob. Now, if you have an elite point guard, you can definitely hit him. It's better than running no center out there in terms of a target, but one way you can sort of create that gravity, create sort of openings for your players, is being a lob threat, which just isn't the case for Jakob Poeltl. And this is where Nick Claxton, playing alongside of Scottie Barnes and RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley, three guys that can drive the paint, can get those paint touches, draw the defensive in, and rather than having to make, you know, some wild pass, obviously, which can happen. We've seen Scottie Barnes throw some gorgeous dimes to players like Thaddeus Young, especially in recent weeks with the more spaced court. But now you can just toss it up there. You can throw it up to anywhere around the basket, and Claxton's a guy that's just going to be able to throw it down ferociously out there on the court. So, I mean, he's young. Defensively, there's not even much to say. He's just an elite rim protector. Solid. He's improving his positional defense and stuff, right? He would be an anchor for this Toronto Raptors team. Probably a guy that's, when he's in the prime of his career, could be a DPOY candidate. But a player that offensively can be a lob threat. Again, there's question marks about free throw shooting. The spacing's just not going to be there, but will command a lot of gravity. He's young and probably would fit this sort of time, would certainly fit this timeline perfectly in terms of what the Raptors have in developing players, you know, having players around the age of 23, 25. Again, we did get those three first round picks for Pascal Siakam, but in that OG trade, we traded for two players that are 23, 24, not entering the, like, starting that ascent, starting that sort of journey to the prime of their careers. And Nick Claxton would fit that perfectly. So What would we have to give up to get him? Well, the Raptors tried to trade for him already a couple times. I mean, I remember a couple years ago when his stats, again, weren't that great, right? You could see the numbers, you know, his rookie season, not too outstanding or anything along those lines. And we almost trade him for Chris Boucher, who's probably at the peak of his trade value back then. Obviously, it's going to be more than that here now at this point. But basically, the Raptors were close to trading him again, you know, last season. So the Raptors have had their moments in trying to trade for Nick Claxton. This go around, again, he's an unrestricted free agent, so we don't know his value. We don't know what's out there on the sort of open market. But again, Claxton's a guy that making $8 million per year right now, so it's tough to sort of match salary. Bruce Brown couldn't be traded straight up in one of these types of packages. I don't know if they're trading Nick Claxton. Maybe they want Jakob Poeltl back because they currently don't have their draft picks unless they end up going through with that Mikal Bridges sort of deal. But I could see, you know, maybe a Nick Clark, maybe some of these guys, because again, the Nets are at an interesting spot. They're a squad that is bad right now. They're at the level of the Toronto Raptors in terms of losing games, in terms of all these types of things, but they don't have their draft pick. So there's a little incentive to properly tank, to sort of nuke their season and things like that. So bringing in a Jakob Poeltl again, losing Nick Clark and the value trade wise there, you know, the Raptors probably have to add something on top of it, maybe three team deals get involved. I don't know. I just want to see Masai Ujiri come in and finesse the Brooklyn Nets for Nick Claxton. The Warriors are a team that I've seen be linked, and you know, probably a lot of the NBA would be interested in acquiring Claxton if he does go up there on the open market, but I don't know. He's a guy that feels like he should be a Toronto Raptor, given the amount of rumors, given all that stuff that has come out, and now it just seems like the time, given the direction this team is going. Again, would I give up maybe one or two of those, you know, future first round picks we got from the Pacers? Maybe, you know, and again, Masai's talked about flexibility. You'd be kind of buying into Nick Claxton, but you have that flexibility. So when moments like this come around, you can actually execute on them. And this would speed up the Raptors rebuild. This would turn things around, hurt the tank this season for sure. I guess if Jakob Poeltl's back, then, you know, the tank's gonna be hurt regardless, but I don't know. I just want to see this happen. I saw that report just jumped on here because I want to see Masai Ujiri finesse the Brooklyn Nets. But let me know what you guys think in the comment section down below. You guys are the best for making this far. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. I'm signing out. Cheers.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.